Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Let me go ahead and call the Mesa City Council study session of Tuesday, September 4th, 2007 to order. We have a council meeting that will follow this evening at 5:45. So let's look at our packet for the items that will be addressed at that meeting. Let me check first. Is Vice Mayor Walters, are you hooked up on phone line?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and take a look at page 2 where the agenda starts. Tom.
Mayor, I'd like to have item 4B pulled from the consent agenda, please.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Page 2, page 3. Page 4, we're into introduction of ordinances, continued on, then resolutions at the bottom of page 4, which continues on page 5, and additional resolutions on page 6. Tom.
I've fluctuated back and forth on item number 7 as to I've decided to have it removed from the consent agenda.
Okay.
Must have been too much fluoride in the water this week.
All right. That's page 6. Page 7.
Mayor, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm just a little bit late walking in. Still catching up. I've got to go all the way back to page 4, item 5F. This is the item that was on the council agenda last week. And the council asked to have it continued so we could introduce a new ordinance with some revised stipulations. We've been working with the applicant on these. They had a little bit of concern that we learned about earlier today with one of the phrases in there where we talked about the improvements to the property dealing with the carports and the painting and those things. It's item 7B in the STIPS. We had the phrase where necessary. They were a little concerned about the where necessary and who's going to decide that, and I haven't been able to hear back from them late this afternoon. They were going to run it by some of their attorneys and see if they had some alternate language, and if they weren't ready this evening, we're going to ask to have this continued. And so I don't have the final on that. Hopefully we'll before we meet upstairs.
Okay. How does that work as far as, is this the introduction?
Yes.
So we can modify it this evening through the introduction phase?
That's correct, Mayor.
Okay. All right, well, let's see what they have upstairs in. So then 5F would need to be removed to get the final draft, or is there, can we go with the draft that we need the?
I anticipate needing to, we'll either ask for it to be continued or pull it off from the discussion this evening, unless I get a chance to talk to the applicant between now and then, and they tell me they're fine with this, but I don't believe they are. I think they want some slight change.
But it sounds like we could go ahead and just pull it from consent, see where it's at, and then they could actually read it in to the record for introduction tonight, and then it'll be set for the next date for either approval or denial. All right, let's go ahead and pull 5F, and then if you can get with us upstairs, to, if they agree to the continuance to a certain date, then we'll just address it under 5F.
You haven't had a chance to talk to them at all? Because as I read this sentence, it says, in order to improve the aesthetics and of the development and where necessary for the health, safety, and welfare of residents, I don't know how where necessary fitting in that particular portion of the sentence makes any difference. I would thought for the aesthetics, they'd probably have more problems than the health, safety, and welfare portion.
Mayor, Councilmember Summers, they had expressed a concern over that portion of about who would decide when necessary, what that means, and where it would be applied, and we're going to suggest some alternate wording.
That's fine. I'm absolutely fine pulling it. It's curious. I don't know why you would do that in that particular place. So.
All right, but I would presume that we can go off from the amended per council direction in our packet and then either add to or subtract from that so we have something that will be introduced. Okay. All right. That would be on page 4, page 5 we've covered, page 6. Anything else there? Tom removed item seven. Anything else on page six? Page seven, we have 9B, which is continued. Any other development on 9B or?
Mayor, I've talked to the attorneys representing this development, and I see Mr. Pugh is here. They would like to come forward and make an argument before council, so they would like to be heard before they make a final decision on what they're going to do. There's a possibility that they will ask this to be continued to do a few more site plan modifications and then bring that back in hopefully 2 weeks is when they would bring that back, but they will be conferring with their clients and talking to the council, so we'll let that one go for the moment.
Okay, so we'll have some discussion about it upstairs.
Yes.
All right. Okay, it's page seven. Page eight, subdivision plots. All right, let's go back to the study session. Item number two is to hear a presentation and discuss the relocation of the Riverview softball fields. Scott? Vice Mayor Walters, are you going to hang on through this one? I think that answers my question. All right, go ahead.
Good evening, Mayor, members of the council. My name is Scott Rigby, project manager at Williams Gateway Area Office, and Mike Holste with the Parks and Recreation and Commercial Facilities Division Departments. We're here to talk about possible replacement sites for the Riverview ball fields, which is part of the discussion surrounding the Wave Yard development project.
Thank you, Mayor Hawker and council members. I was asked to just give you a little bit of a background regarding the current complex configuration for Riverview. And just to let you know, we have currently have a four-field design in a cloverleaf format. It exists at just over 15 acres, which is 15 acres encompasses just inside the fenced area and some of the parking. The reason for the four-field design, the complex, that's the industry standard when you're developing the most efficient manner for four-field complexes. It provides for easier maintenance. It provides for easier supervision. It allows spectators to be in a controlled center area, so when there's foul balls and balls that are being struck, they're actually going away from the spectator area.
Scott?
Inside fence, what do you mean by that? Just the ball fields themselves?
The ball field, yeah, the fence around the ball field, that's the 15.27.
Okay, so the fence around the ball fields and then the parking as well, but not the desert landscaping that surrounds that. Thank you.
The next we have right now at the Riverview is at the minimum standard for adult softball play, which is the predominant use of that facility, and it's at 300 feet. The industry standards have been increased in the last years to 310, and I found out just this past weekend that the industry standards are actually being considered to be expanded to 320 feet for the ball fields.
Aluminum bats.
Let's see. Next one is the 50 feet between the fields. Right now, Riverview is at 50 feet. That is to allow for proper warm-up area, proper spectator seating. Industry standards, again, have increased a little bit, set between 70 to 100 feet is what's recommended. The central restroom and concession stand, that's the most predominant feature of a four-diamond complex like this because it centralizes the restrooms to make it easily accessible to all four fields, plus the concession area are all right where all of the players and spectators are all congregated right in the center of the park. And then finally on the it's a fenced and gated facility for Riverview. It is a locked-on facility. It is protects the fields from unauthorized use, vandalism. It gives you access in and out of the park, so you have a better control with one central access as compared to multi-access from other sides. And it also creates a more consolidated parking area so that the people will be right by the main entrance. So in conclusion, our preferred softball complex design would be a 16-acre site with the buffer from residential areas, lights and noise, paying attention to a close proximity, preferably to a freeway, and also with major streets for access to and from the ball fields to handle the traffic. Four 310-foot fields, or a minimum of 300-foot fields, For our adult leagues right now, we have, with our adult leagues, we are averaging between 280 to 300 teams, and almost all of those teams require the 300-foot. We have some of the smaller leagues, like the men's D and women's, don't require that, but those teams are few. I think we only have about 20 or 30 teams in that area. We need prefer to have a 70-foot minimum between the ball fields for warm-up, a centralized restroom concession stand, fence and gated complex, again, to protect the fields, minimum of 250 parking spaces, and last would be a construction of an irrigation lake to reduce the watering expenses. And that may add up to six more acres to the site size.
That's all I have. Thanks, Mike. Moving on, one of the challenges, we took this information and went out to the West area, West Mesa area, looking at different sites, and we've been earnestly engaging in this process since spring of this year, and that picked up activity after the June 4th decision to move ahead with the wave yard discussion. So we've been earnestly looking for sites. We've actually been contacting property owners, working with brokers, finding available sites. Both, we have expanded that to not only include private property, but also city-owned property. In addition to staff time, we've looked at bringing in a real estate broker to identify and contact property owners, other brokers to determine level of interest among some of the sites that we locate and identify. And I think the key aspect of this is the second point is city staff. We've received input from virtually all areas of the city, both internally, externally, from the development community, from private property owners, as well as citizens. As they drive by sites, oftentimes we'd receive emails or phone calls saying, have you looked at X site? Have you looked at Y site? And that's really helped. To date, and we'll go through these here in a second, the city has investigated more than 15 different sites ranging in sizes from 12 acres, which would accommodate about two of the baseball fields, not the four, to all the way up to 62 acres. One of the key areas that has been a point for us is we have solely looked in the West Mesa area, generally the area bounded by Gilbert Road to the east to around the US 60 designation. So generally that Northwest Mesa area we focused on solely. So with that, I'll start off with the number of sites that we've made contact or investigated. The first one would be the northwest corner of Dops and Broadway, formerly the Motorola site. As it's outlined there in the picture there. The rest of the site is under development for industrial or office uses, but that 18.5 acres, we were actually contacted by the property owners as far as interest from the city. This has also been one that's been received interest from the public. Northwest corner of Longmore and Broadway, 19.2 acres. At the north, east corner of that is where the Turner Ranch City Water Reservoir sits. That site is about 19 acres. We've had discussions regarding that property for a period of time. This is a city-owned property at northwest corner of Lewis and Corey. Commonly, as you drive the US 60, you can look off to the south and see this 25-acre dirt lot, I guess at this point, retention basin at the end of Javelina or Corey Road. You'll see this 25.5 acres. While this might not be appropriate for competition level fields, it would accommodate a number of different uses. So we wanted to make sure we consider all property that the city currently owns as well as private property. Southeast corner of Center and Brown, which is just down the street here, we've made contact with this property, and at this time they've indicated not an interest to sell at this point with the city. Northwest corner of Stapley and Southern. Again, we've driven by this site and had various people inquire about the opportunity to do something here. Apparently, at this point, there is a company going through the city's process right now for Southwest type of commercial plaza going in. So they're quite a bit down the road in their discussions with the city and process. Southeast corner of McKellips Center. And this is only 12.5 acres, but what is unique about this would be able to handle probably two fields, but is right adjacent to an existing retention basin that might hold an opportunity to do other type of uses in adjacent to that. In that same proximity is the northwest corner of Center Street and State Route 202. Currently, right now, is the north half of that 40-acre track is the police training center. The south half right now is being used by solid waste, transportation, utilities for a variety of different uses, from blue barrel to holding of transportation poles and lights. Utility does some training out there. This site would allow us to do four fields. The fourth field, we would have to have some discussion with the Salt River Indian Community to take in that outfield at that point. But it would be able to handle four fields at that location. In that same proximity, just south of the freeway, is the southwest corner center and State Route 202. This was, if you can bend out that area, there are six large transmission towers, Radio Disney, ABC control that. We've had contact with their New York offices, and at this point, there is no interest from them to consider that site for ball fields. We do, however, own that 5 acres highlighted in five acres highlighted in red right there. It's not big enough to hold a ball field, but there may be opportunities to do other uses at that site. Climbin Park has received a lot of interest. This was an idea that was put forth a few months back about, while it has two existing fields at a smaller dimension, it would have an opportunity in a case that we continue down that road to hold additional two fields. So again, it's being willing to look at any and all type of situations to handle ball fields. Southeast corner of Staple and Lehigh, this is in the Lehigh area. This triangular piece, we early looked at, but we discounted because it's in a heavy residential area. It would only accommodate two fields, and we think it would be difficult to move forward with that. Southeast of Country Club, and I hope I pronounce this right, Kiowa, 22.5 acres. Again, we've had some early discussion with this property owner. They're willing to discuss. Northwest of Stapley and Harris, if you can picture, just to the west of that is the Walmart Supercenter and the AMC, or is it Harkins movie theaters. At the southern end, right off Baseline Road, is the Catholic Diocese Cemetery. They own that 46 acres. We have had discussions as early as today. And right at this point, they are not interested. That is for a future expansion of their cemetery. Southwest corner of Corn and US 60. This is just east of the Burge Ford complex. A number of the uses in there. It is owned by one ownership. We have had ongoing discussions with that individual, that family, for a period of time. So we'll continue with that. Southwest corner southern extension, just to the west of this, just to put it in your mind, is where the Fiesta Towers project is slated to go on Grove there. This is a combination of two property owners that control this. We've had some early discussions with them, but nothing to date, but we're looking again at this site. This is southwest corner University of Mesa Drive. Some of you might picture this in your mind. This is formerly, I think, called Site 17. I think it has a new name. But again, it's back to the point where we were willing to look at any and all location for a possible park site. And then finally, even on a smaller end, southeast corner of Pasadena and McKellops, we had had some previous discussion a couple years back about this site, so we want to revisit this. The challenge, again, is this would only hold probably about one ball field, but it may be something to consider down the road. And with that, Mayor, that's the crux of my presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions at this time.
Mayor, Mayor, appreciate Mayor and Council. We want to give you this large overview of all the properties we've looked at, as Scott mentioned, since springtime. We're glad to answer any general questions you want about the properties, but we also have scheduled also this evening the opportunity to go in the executive session because there are some very specifics that we want to talk to you about as far as pricing and some consideration of, and getting some direction on from this list of properties, those which we should be pursuing. So we can answer some questions here, but we also want to make sure we have the time opportunity to go into executive session to get into more detail regarding negotiations or pricing on some of this property. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the presentation and outlining where the locations are that have been considered. Scott?
Before you leave, northwest corner, Lewis and Corey, you said it's bad for competition fields?
It's down on the inside.
Mayor, Councilmember Summers, repeat the question.
You said it was bad for competition fields at Lewis and Corey. Why is it bad for competition fields?
Basically because it's in the bottom of the retention basin, and the concern that if there's water flowing through that area, it might not be conducive to a competition type of field.
So there's no such thing as underwater baseball? All right. I missed that. Thank you.
And the cutoff line was Gilbert Road. Is that what you said?
To the east, and then US 60 baseline area.
Because okay, I know there's a big retention area there at Higley and US 60 also that we had talked about actually having a driving range there at one point and having them maintain the landscaping. But that's, I don't know how many acres, but that's pretty substantial.
Mayor, what we've tried to do, under the understanding that we were trying to find fields that were considered West Mesa, that we drew that, we made that line. Now, obviously, if there was something close to that Gilbert, we could probably go one way or the other, but I think we were trying to respond to the community's concerns about trying to keep the facilities that are being replaced near the west side now. That's just what we heard. We'll obviously seek direction from council. But that's one of the reasons we were looking at that detention basin is it's a significant amount of acreage. We already have experience in having open practice fields and things like that around the city, and this really seems to be an unused asset. Now, obviously, with that comes the maintenance costs and things like that, but it is a tremendous amount of property sitting there. So anyway, that's we can talk about that later, but that's what drove us to look at that area.
Okay. Scott?
I'm going to come back to the same corner I was at Lewis and Curry. Have we spoken to engineering? I mean, since we own this property already, we don't have to acquire it, so that's sunk cost. Is there any way we can use some of that, what we would plan on spending for a site, to work on the drainage here or put some drainage in here? Or
we've walked the property with the city engineer.
Sandbags?
No, there's actually...
Kidding.
Most of the year it's dry. So there's plenty of opportunity.
Yeah, you know, the tournament happens in the rain. But I mean, we could address some of those with engineering changes, possibly.
Sure, we're willing to explore that.
It's 25 and a half acres, and we own it. Okay, interesting.
Okay, Rex.
How many acres do we have in the Red Mountain Park area in the new 202 and Brown? Don't we have multi-hundred there? But that's not in the west. We've sort of made the commitment to be... stay in the west side. We've got the acreage out there. This is adult field, adults drive, but our commitment to the neighbors was we'd do an adult field in their area. But it's like, how many hundred acres do we have? Hundreds of acres out there?
Mayor, Councilmember Griswold, I'm Andrea Moore in Parks Planning and Development. There's over 900 acres undeveloped at Red Mountain Park, and a portion of it is master planned to be a fourplex softball area. So it would fit up there, too.
Okay. The new freeway connects things. It's 15 minutes from the west. But as I said, the commitment we made, we keep it in the west. So that's where the problem is, looking for land in an already built-out area that's 50 years old. Most land is built on out there, on the west side. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions on this item? All right. Let's go ahead and item number three is acknowledging receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. We have three there.
So moved.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Here repeats reports on meetings and or conferences attended. I know we had a league meeting. Anybody want to do any reports on it at this point? Kyle, is that a thumbs up? Or? All right.
Our annual Arizona League of Cities meeting, and they had some very good discussions on water use and it was interesting hearing the perspective from different parts of the state. Interesting to see a little competition there for water. And also the transportation study session was very interesting, good information. And we have a long way to go and a lot of planning, and it's in all senses, statewide, it's going to take a lot of money to do what needs to be done, but we're going to have to face that at some point. But some very good information.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. Let's then need a motion to adjourn the study session.
Second.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
And let's have a little, I think we're going to enter into, I'd like to then call a special council meeting to order for the purposes of convening an executive session. Can I have a motion to enter into executive session?
Motion.
Is there a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we are in executive session now.